All right, this is the second part of the November 11th morning lecture. And a very brief part it is. A remark just made to me by Burke to the effect of, as he said, is one of the goals of processing, establishing the ability to disconnect from a randomity without making it an automaticity. And it's very, very good indeed. And it certainly is. One may comment on the same thing that we got a candidate for a solid gold medal yesterday. They put took brackets up into step one. And mentioned this to me. And it opened up something brand new as a step one process for psychotic. Just gorgeous. So I guess he gets another FSCN. Just gorgeous. It made a step one process out of psychotic. It took the idea of brackets and put it on to step one. In other words, not where you are, but there are other people there. I turned around and made a test on it, on this test case I've been fooling around with here and so forth. And This case even thought that a TWA airplane was sitting in the chair alongside of her. So I guess we'll follow this out, extremis, and just say, well, let's apply brackets to all steps. And we just add that as a rule on SOP-8, that any time you want some differences of technique or you want to crack a case that seems to be bogged, well, just say, listen, how in the name of God would you put a bracket on this case, on this step? And you've got it. By the way, I marked yesterday on that rundown on cases, on steps, rather, and types of cases. I said more or less what types of process belonged in which steps. It's obvious that step six is all mock-up creative processing. That is the step where all types of mock-up processing, just as mock-up processing, and therefore and thereby the symbolical handling of anything would be accomplished. That was the way that step was designed. But on this other thing, that was really very interesting. I couldn't find a single object under the sun that this case did not think was present in body, right there, in the room, no matter how big it was. Let's see, is the battleship Missouri sitting right where you are? Yep. Then she says, you're making fun of me, aren't you? Isn't that fabulous? Well, I started to bust through on this case on certainties, and this was a test, really, and I've been trying to find out how far south you had to go, because this case is the first case I ever ran into that didn't ever have any certainty on anything. And I couldn't find a far enough south point till all of a sudden Dick came up and handed me this one. Brackets on step one. Are other people present? Boy, that was really gorgeous. I had more fun in the next half an hour there. I only processed her for a short time afterwards. But I got her convinced that there wasn't a TWA plane and that her husband and that her house wasn't on the chair alongside her, simply by making her feel that chair. And feel her all around, feel the seat, and feel the back. And we thereby cleared one chair's worth, just the seat and back, worth of space. But, you know, we had to clear it for object after object after object. And then all of a sudden she, how far south do you have to go? Well, there's one that's every time I think of them, they're present, she says. These are some kind of an idea of the stack-up, isn't she? Well, the problem actually isn't as serious as we've made it to some degree on any of this processing, because the speed factor can be and should be handled by direct address to the individual who is a thing. rather than to the energy which will simply go on forevermore, devouring symbols. Although a person will bail out sooner or later on just creating processing, it's real, real poor. All right, let's spend the next 3 minutes here running a little technique. Running a little technique, all hands. Oh, by the way, I was experimenting last night on another level of processing. Experimenting on thinkings, location by thinkings. Of course, that's the slippiest one of all. But actually did have some success with, do you think you're in your feet? By this, are you thinking in your feet? Are you thinking under the chair? Are you thinking up in the corner room? Until the fellow finally located where he was thinking. Very interesting as a process. Case couldn't run effort very well. All right. The reason people keep pressure points, by the way, in the body on this feeling, exteriorization by feeling for direction, the reason people keep pressure points around the body is because they're only anchor points, these somatics and pieces of pressure. And this tremendous relief that a PC often gets when, my God, he's finally getting somatics, that relief passes away rather rapidly. What he means to do is keep the somatics because they give him points of location. He now knows where points of the body are directly from where he is. And if he could just manage to keep the somatic in that spot, he thinks, why, that'd be real good, because he doesn't think he can see the spot. It's a change of opinion is what you're after more than anything else. All right, let's do this other process. Now, let's mock yourself up in the future, dead, real dead, as a body. And let's do that again. Mock yourself up in the future, real dead as a body. And let's duplicate that mock-up. Let's duplicate it. Real dead as a body. How many have just gotten wrong bodies? Okay. Mock yourself up in the future, real dead as a body. And in the future, real dead as a body. Some don't have the last mock-up. Some have a lot of mock-ups now. So let's take that last one and let's make it disappear one way or the other, and then make them all disappear if you have any others. All right, let's mock yourself up in the future. Dead as a body. Have the body rot. Turn into bones. And degenerate to dust. Get that dust. Get the dust blowing around now. Have it disappear. Lock yourself up dead as a body. Future. Rotting. Bones. Dust. Mock yourself up as dust in the future. Dust turning into bones. Bones turning into putrid flesh. Putrid flesh turning into a body. Body coming out of a coffin. Body being animate. Body being young. Body becoming a baby. Body becoming sperm and ovum. Nobody. All right, in the future, nothingness, dust, bones, putrid flesh, dead body, live body, young body, baby, sperm. Nothing. Who'd that make uncomfortable? Really? Didn't make uncomfortable? Who did Mink feel relieved? Okay. Well, now let's mock yourself up in the future as Theta Clear. Go that way. Mock yourself up in the future as Mess Clear. Go that way. Mock up all your pre-clears. All of them. As Theta Clears. Throw them away. All your pre-clears as Theta Clears. Throw them away. All your pre-clears, dead because they've been processed, throw them away. All your pre-clears, dead because they've been processed, throw them away. All your pre-clears, completely extinguished as a thetan because they've been processed, throw them away. All your pre-clears, enslaved entirely simply because you processed them, throw them away. If you as a pre-clear, being extinguished as a thetan because you've been processed, throw it away. Am I going too fast for somebody? Alright, get yourself processed into a state of mess clear. Into a future, processed into a state of optimum. Future. Processed is completely self-determined. Into the future as a theta clear. Future is a theta clear. Future is a theta clear. The future is a theta clear. Other people in the future as theta clears. Other people in the future as theta clears. Other people in the future as theta clears. Other people in the future is having disappeared. People in the future is having disappeared utterly. You having disappeared utterly because of processing. You having disappeared utterly because of processing. You having disappeared utterly because of processing. People being banished because you processed them. Marriage is broken up because you processed a member of them. Society completely wiped out because you engaged in processing. The world depopulated because of processing. World depopulated because you processed them. You in the future is having successfully concluded all the research and investigation of Dianetics and Scientology. You in the future is having successfully concluded Dianetics and Scientology. Having it concluded, Dianetics and Scientology. You in the future is having wiped out the entire medical profession. You in the future, your actions are nothingness of medical profession. In the future, nothingness of medical profession. You in the future, no longer needing a baby snatching machine. You in the future, no longer needing a baby snatcher. You in the future, no longer needing a baby snatcher. You in the future as not needing babies. You in the future not needing babies. Other people in the future not buying your babies. Other people in the future not buying your babies. Other people in the future not buying your automaticity. You in the future having nothing automatic. You in the future having nothing automatic. You in the future having nothing automatic. You and in the future having nothing. You in the future having nothing. You in the future owning the entire messed universe and managing it. You in the future owning the entire messed universe, managing it. You in the future owning everybody else's universes and managing them. You in the future owning everybody else's universes. You in the you in the future with deeds of title to the universes of every being in any universe, anywhere. You in the future, dead because of automaticity. You in the future, having succumbed utterly to all hidden influences. You in the future, vanished because of hidden influences. You in the future, vanished because of hidden influences. You in the future, disappeared because of hidden influences. You in the future, gone because of influences you didn't understand. You in the future, gone because of hidden influences. Who's suddenly gone into the past? Anybody yet? You in the future, dead by hidden influences. You as a Thetan, disappeared because of hidden influences. You as a Thetan, everything gone because of hidden influences. You in the future, everything gone because of consequences. Other people in the future, gone because of consequences. Other people in the future, gone because of consequences. Other people having made other people go because of consequences. Other people having made other people go because of consequences. You having disappeared because of consequences. You having disappeared because of consequences. You having disappeared because of collapse terminals. You in the future arriving as a letter. You in the future arriving as a letter. Get people opening you and reading it with relief. You in the future arriving as a letter. You in the future illegible as a letter, but never more to be read. In the future illegible. You in the future with your projects all concluded. Future with your projects all concluded. In the future with no projects. In the future with no projects. In the future with no projects. In the future with nothing to do. In the future with nothing to do. In the future with no possible action and prospect and no way to get it. No possible action in progress. Nobody to give you any. You in the future with no enemies. You in the future with no enemies at all. You in the future dead because too many enemies. You in the future having disappeared because of space. In the future, disappeared because of space. Unconscious forever because of space. Unconscious forever because of space. Unconscious forever because of space. Anybody going into the past yet? What on? Good. Okay. All right. You in the future having destroyed the entire messed universe. You in the future having destroyed Earth utterly as a planet, so no slightest vestige of it remains. Future having destroyed the solar system with no slightest vestige. The future having put out the sun. Futures having put out the sun. Futures having put out the sun. you in the future, unconscious forever, because somebody put out the sun. Future, because somebody put out the sun. You in the future, with no playground, because somebody's destroyed the meshed universe. Future, because somebody's destroyed the meshed universe. Conscious, because somebody's destroyed the meshed universe. Conscious, because somebody's destroyed the meshed universe. Because somebody's destroyed the meshed universe. Because somebody blew up the automatic machine. Unconscious and having no playground because somebody blew up the automatic machine. In the future, knowing everything there is to know. In the future, knowing everything there is to know. In the future, knowing everything there is to know. In the future, knowing everything there is to know. In the future, discovering at last that you're entirely stupid. Inclusively. Discovering to your own satisfaction that you're entirely stupid. You'll never know anything. Discovering your own satisfaction that other people are entirely stupid. Discovering that other people are entirely stupid so you don't have to bother with them. Futures, others entirely stupid so you don't have to bother. In the future, no longer troubled with the primary machine. Future, no longer troubled by the primary machine. Future, no longer troubled by the primary machine. In the future, having successfully created a machine which uncreates everything. Future, having created a machine which uncreates everything. Future, having created a machine which uncreates everything. Put yourself in the future as a Thetan with great pride, putting the final polish on the machine which conclusively uncreates everything. The future is having gotten even with everybody that got you into this universe. In the future, having gotten even with everyone that ever offended you. The future is having gotten even with everyone who offended you. Having gotten even with everyone who offended you. Good and even. Even. Everyone who offended you. And the future is having gotten good and even with everyone offended you. And the future is having created a secret nobody will ever be able to solve. Having created the ultimate secret. Having created the ultimate secret. Having created a hidden influence that will always be terribly powerful and always hidden. Future machine will be terribly powerful and will wipe out everything that attacks you. That you're at last safe. Other people having created defenses which are impenetrable, but you recognize it. Other people having completed impenetrable defenses. Future with a million bodies to run, pack, or pick over. The future with two bodies. Let's take it on a gradient scale. In the future with two bodies running well. In the future with your work all concluded. future with your work all concluded so you can rest. The future with the beautiful sadness of having done a good job. Future with everybody recognizing that they had been mean to you after all. With everybody realizing that they had offended you. Everybody realizing what they've done to you. Future with all of your enemies on the whole track, safely in small jars. All of your enemies on the whole track, safely in small jars. All of your enemies in small jars and adequately punished for an eternity. You in a small jar and unable ever again to fight back. You recognize it. You in the future as having arrived. In the future as being there. In the future as being there. In the future as being there. Future is having gotten other people there. The future is having been gotten there. The future is having been gotten there. Some of these markets are wonderful. What states of disrepair people are arriving in. The future's having been rolled out of the shop with a fresh paint job and in beautiful mechanical order. You in the future, rolling out of the shop, repainted and completely rebuilt. In the future, with the last speck in your hand of the mess universe, all you have to do is save it for a souvenir. You in the future, with great satisfaction, is one speck is all that remains. You in the future as having created the whole universe after all. You in the future realizing utterly that you created the whole universe after all. You in the future realizing you created the whole universe after all. You in the future with everybody realizing that it was your universe. With everybody asking permission to stay in the universe because they realize you created it. Your father and mother thanking you for having created the universe for them. I see that one doesn't run. Your father and mother thanking you very much for having created them. Father and mother thanking you for having created them. Father and mother thanking you for having created them. Father and mother thanking you with soldiers with spears at their backs for having created the universe. Your father and mother telling you apologetically that they didn't realize who you were. All your relatives coming up, wringing their hands, telling you they didn't realize who you were. All your relatives coming up, they didn't realize who you were. And you in the future having received enough motivators. In the future having received enough motivators to make you entirely free in your actions. All actions justified. Future is having received enough motivators so that anything you do now is justified, completely free. In the future, with a carte blanche from all the police forces of the universe, because you've received enough motivators to make you free.
about one from all the prisoners.
That you've imprisoned?
Yes.
Yes. Well, all the people you've touched, dead. In the future, with all the people you've touched, dead. Dead forever. All the people you've touched, dead. Now in the future, I hope those that are stacking up mock-ups there, blowing them up once in a while, go ahead and blow them up. Now in the future, as having let go all of your machinery and being deeply dejected because of it, in the future, having let go of all of your machinery and now being bored stiff forever, future, having let go all of your toys and now being bored stiff forever, and all the other people being bored stiff forever because you destroyed their toys. All the people in the future being bored stiff forever because you destroyed their toys. All the other people having no place to walk because you pulled the ground out from underneath. All the people in the future having no place to go because you've uncreated all the therenesses. Having no place to go because you've uncreated all therenesses. In the future, of having created yourself with no aid from your parents. In the future, again, needing no machines to predict your future. You in the future, needing no machines at all now to predict your future. You in the future, needing no machines to do anything for you. You in the future, with everybody recognizing that you did it all yourself. Other people in the future, having you with you recognizing that they did it themselves. Realizing conclusively and completely in the future that everybody else realizes everything there is to know. You in the future realizing that from here on there's nothing but voiding. You in the future having been every place and seen everything. You in the future having been every place, seen everything. You in the future with no place to go or see. Huge mobs of people with no place to go or see. Because you did it. Everybody being glad you're there. Mobs of people being happy you're there. You in the future having convinced everybody that you're there. You in the future with everybody convinced that you're there. You in the future convinced that everybody else is there. You in heaven meeting all your old friends. You in heaven with a permanent, irrevocable passport meeting all your old friends. You in hell successfully you inhale successfully, hit the flames. You inhale amidst eradicable flames. You inhale not being able to destroy fire. You inhale having conclusively proven you have to stay there. You getting there. Anyway, you getting there. You having arrived, with everybody else convinced you've arrived. You having arrived, with everybody else convinced you've arrived. You with a wonderful new start to make with no past strings attached. With a wonderful new start to make with no strings attached. You again able to create bodies at will. You again able to destroy mess at will. You again able to move mess at will without body aid. You again able to move nest without body aid. You again able without body aid. You with everybody realizing you've been punished enough. All right. Let's put some apathy into this lamp up here. Change it to the emotion of fear. Change that to the emotion of anger in the lamp. Let's put anger in that lamp. Alter the anger to resentment. Resentment to boredom. The boredom to a conservative feeling. Now happiness. Now exhilaration in the land. Now serenity in the land. Now godliness in the lamp. Now the emotion of knowing that it can create gods. Conceited, ain't it? I guess we fixed up that lamp. Did you do that? Who isn't in present time?
Liars.
Yes. Well, all right. What success are you having now, case wise? Coming up a little bit? Yeah, I'm referring to his pre-clearance. Good. Okay. You have any success yesterday with that silly exercise on duplication? Trust me. Every once in a while, you pick up a PC. Of course, you know that's a double terminal exercise, actually. And you pick up a PC, and you start to duplicate them. And if you're clever, so that you never let him recognize that you're trying to take him out of his head, he'd be hanging up over the street, duplicating it. One of those clever techniques. The contest the auditor fights is the contest of you mustn't undo everything.
At once.
at once. Well, now, today, let's run a group until, regardless of exteriorization, everybody in it recognizes that he's created something. You feel resentful? You ought to.
Well, I didn't mean resentful.
Because sometimes a resentful auditor got sparked in the group.
I'd be resentful if you like.
Didn't work. This has got to be a sort of a snarling one. We got to be sure that we've created something. People in the group, that's for the rest of the morning. We've got to be sure we've created something. That's all. And how'd you do this morning, your session?
Good.
What'd you do? Uncreated space. Well, let me ask this class a question. What's a fast way of making something disappear? All right, saying it isn't there is very interesting. That's the highest echelon, uncreate. Somebody who's having trouble with mock-ups, he's trying to get rid of, you just tell them they're not there, they generally disappear. Trying to make something appear and disappear, well, it's there and it's not there and it's there and it's not there and it's there and it's not there. Interesting that that technique is useful and usable, isn't it? Real interesting. Well, let's see if we can run this group here and get something really created. Simple objects. Simple objects. So we get a certainty of creation. That's the goal. I had a PC one time that really got really parked on the track by this, so let's not get parked on the track too. He created a dime. And boy, that was the best dime he'd ever seen. As a matter of fact, it was so darn good, it almost made an impression on the desk blotter. I think it was made out of plutonium or something. Real heavy. He might have. The truth of the matter is that the scarcity of being able to create is about the biggest scarcity there is. So let's see if we can get this lick. We have to know it's... Now, to know the creation, you have to alter something around sometime, like mock-ups, till you know they're really yours. Yeah, really yours, and then you shift it around to really created it. Really yours, really created it. About the way it goes. Now, this afternoon we'll probably do some other types of exercises. This afternoon we're going to take a review on what you know about using some auditing. It's kind of a dirty jip to pull on you suddenly and so forth. But actually, we have been working on SOP 8. I just gave you yesterday the kinds of categories that belong in SOP 8. And these categories more or less solve any case that falls into that category, more or less. It's a rough approximation. You get a step 5, he's solved with these various terminal methods, one way or the other, sooner or later. I took a very resistive 5 one time on exteriorization by scenery. And the fellow popped out of 5 bodies. He was exteriorizing himself very beautifully, pulling the scenery under him and pushing it away and pulling it under him and pushing it away and pulling other scenery under him. He popped out of one body. He was exteriorized. And when he popped out of that, he popped out of another one. He was sort of a moth or something going out of his chrysalis. And we got to the soul of the moth. We were all set. But these exteriorization techniques, your five, having no space, of course, has to compare and handle spaces. But he ordinarily can't do it, so you do it on the basis of putting up some terminals until they stop rocking around and so forth.